for you. The rest of this day could be nothing but one blessed instant after another for you. As the rest of this day can be nothing but one blessed instant after another for you. Here's another point. People who don't know the truth are trying to chain you to their ego. They're trying to get you to support ideas that you know you would like to see manifested in your life. Do not support ideas that you would not like to see manifested in your life. So don't support anybody else's ego. Don't chain their ego to your ego by supporting ideas of fear. Refuse to support either their weakness or yours. Okay, that was the point of that paragraph. You don't realize how much you can misuse people by seeing them as sources of your fear support. As a result of using people as a source of your fears, people are witnessing to the fear in your perception because you're using them as a witness to fear. They are making you afraid because you're using them as a witness to your fearful thoughts. The people who make you afraid are there because you need a witness to your fearful thoughts. You think your fearful thoughts are true, so you need a witness to show you that your fearful thoughts are true. And so people come to witness back the fear because I want them to support my fearful ideas. When you want to see a person with fear and anger, you will provide reasons to yourself for not letting the grievance go. When you want to keep a grievance, you will provide reasons to yourself why you shouldn't let the grievance go. If you want to hold on to an anger, you will provide reasons to yourself as to why you need to keep the anger. So if you are reasoning with yourself right now about why you need to keep some sort of anger or grievance, it's your way of knowing that you right now want to keep that situation or that anger or that fear in your perception. If you want to keep looking at something, you have to give yourself reasons to keep looking at it. If you want to see something, you have to keep giving yourself reasons to look at it. If you ever really want to see something new, you have to give yourself reasons to see something new. So if you want to keep the old way you're looking at me, then you'll provide yourself with reasons to keep seeing me the way you always have. And then I will witness back to you what you're providing reasons for you to see. And you'll think you're right, but you're just dealing with something that's over, that's all happening in your mind. And if someone says to that again, I'll explode. Now, this is the part that's great. Have you met people that seem to provide reasons to you not to let your grievance go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then that means that you want to use them as a source of your ego support. I want to use you as an excuse not to change by providing myself with reasons why you can't, because I still want to see you this way. The minute someone wants to see you differently, they will start providing themselves with reasons to see you differently. If you don't hear them providing themselves with reasons to see you differently, you know they don't want to see you differently. If they're using the same old reasons to keep looking at you the way they are and always have been, that's your way of knowing that they want to keep seeing you that way. And so you have to ask yourself, do I want to be in a perception of my life in which someone sees me this way and wants to see me this way? So right now, you're going to start providing yourself with reasons to see yourself differently. And these are some of the reasons. Because there's no way you're not going to have what you really want in your heart because God wants you to have it. Number two, you've always been in this love and you've always been in this power and you're going to stay in this love and you're going to stay in this power no matter what. Everything that you have that's real, you're going to have it forever. See, that's another reason for you to look at yourself a new way. You're so cool that whatever you have forever. You are so cool that what you are, you will always be, and you have forever been that. And it can't take long for love to give itself to you. The reason why you don't see it and I don't see what I just said all the time is because we're busy using people to support our ideas that don't necessarily even work or bring us happiness. So we're going to use this as the holy instant, which is nothing but an instant in which you start unchaining your friends, unchain your relatives, unchain your lovers, unchain your children, unchain your relatives, unchain the people in the street. Start unchaining people today. Unchain your heart. Unchain yourself today. No longer use people to support your weaknesses and your ideas of fear and anger and anxiety. Unchain them today so that I can see them as a source of strength. Because I'll never see you as a source of strength in my life as long as I'm using you to reinforce ideas of weakness in myself and in you. So as long as you want to see me as something less than beautiful, you're reinforcing your own fearful images in your life.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
And guess what? No matter what fearful images about yourself that you're making up, you are still forever where you have always been and will forever be. And there is not an instant that you can lose your purity. Don't forget that part. Now, if you want to continue to use people in your life as a source of fear support, the Course says that all you have to do is keep providing yourself with reasons to keep seeing them the way you're looking at them. If you want to keep looking at a person the way you're looking at them, just keep giving yourself all the reasons not to trust them. Just keep giving yourself all the reasons not to love them. Just keep giving yourself all the reasons to keep the grievance. And I guarantee you, you will keep that physical perception in front of you because your physical perception is there because you're providing yourself with reasons to see this. Your financial situation looks the way it does is because of the reasons you're providing to yourself to keep seeing it that way. That reason might be because you don't deserve it. Because you've been using people as a source of ego support, right? So they've been supporting your fears, and now you've lost sight of who you really are. And you and your friends are afraid. Because you're both reinforcing each other's weaknesses by going into agreement about powerless ideas. And if you were to do that all day long, give each other powerless ideas, you still could have God's grace in an instant. You still could have the universe love you in an instant. You still could go back to the peace and the love that you forever have for an instant. No matter what you think you've done to yourself, it could all be ended now. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. God's laws transcend the laws of time and space. They go beyond what human minds think that human minds think can happen. Do not limit the Creator by your limited perceptions of who you think you are. I got a lot out of paragraph 3.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is, I know these jokers been great witnesses for crap. Haven't they?
Yeah.
Sometimes haven't people been great witnesses for crap? Okay, all right. The Course says, do you know that people are far stronger and much more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit? That even though you might be witnessing to me the things about myself that I really don't like sometimes, you are even a far more compelling witness for all the things that bring love and peace. The Course says, you think these people been a challenge and witnessing stuff back to you that was fearful and unhappy and that upset you? That's nothing compared to how good they can witness back to you the things that free you, love you, support you, and nurture you. So you all are much better at making me happy and reminding me of happiness than you would ever be in causing me pain. You're much better at bringing joy than you are at bringing pain. You're much better at bringing love into the people's lives that you're in than you are at bringing guilt into the lives of the people that you know. You're much better at making a good time happen than you are at making a miserable time happen. You're much better at bringing abundance into each other's lives than you are at bringing poverty. You are far better witness for the Holy Spirit than you are for the ego. This is how. Because you support my strength, because you always remind Earl of how loving and cool he is.